Mr. Joel, Joel Limon, Lemon, 713-63. Today is 17. Chief complaint, number one, headache. Number two, nausea. Next one is body ache. Next one is weakness. Next one is increased tiredness. Next one is feeling sleepy. Next one is fever. Next one is histocarditis stenosis. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number is sleep apnea, not using his CPAP on a regular basis. Our patient is a 59-year-old gentleman, works for a concrete company. He works outside. He drinks a lot of water. He's exposed to the public. He comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms with a temp of 100. His COVID is definitely positive. His chest x-ray right off the bat showed no evidence of pneumonia. Paragraph, he suffers from BPH last year about this time. He had to have surgical intervention for bladder neck obstruction and hydronephrosis, which is actually improved at this time. He also has a history of sleep apnea. He uses CPAP, but he hasn't been doing that on a regular basis. Medical problems, BPH, bladder neck obstruction, hydronephrosis, surgical history, repair of the bladder neck obstruction via TURP. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, lives with his wife who's out of town right now. His son is taking care of him. I've told him how to take care of him with COVID. Next number is medical problems, also sleep apnea. Medication, he used to be on Flomax and Proscar. He's not taking anything after his bladder neck obstruction relief and TURP. He does use a CPAP. COVID immunizations up to date. Family history, no diabetes, no colon cancer reported. Mom died of old age. Dad died of some kind of surgical procedure. Allergy, none. Today he weighs 292 pounds. Last year he weighed 275, 95%, 99.4, 16, 95, 134 over 75. Heart positive, swamp positive, rest two. Lungs, few bronchi, shallow breath sounds. Abdomen is soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows pedal edema, neurological non-focal. TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Assessment number one, because of his abdominal pain and his positive, which is most likely related to positive COVID. Nevertheless, we looked at his kidneys, his liver. I did not see his gallbladder. It's very contracted. His hydronephrosis is better, but it's still there. He does have a fatty liver. Next number is increased weight. Next number, he needs to wear his CPAP regularly. Next number is blood work. We haven't had any recent blood work, so we're going to get SLEU of blood work, or however you spell it. Next number, treat both with Paxlovid, Z-Pak, and Medrol Dospak. Next number, yes, the steroid can increase the toxicity of Paxlovid, but in this case it's warranted because of his high risk of complication. Next number, we're still going to check his kidney function to make sure he doesn't need a lower dose of Paxlovid. Next number, we looked at his carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits today. Previously, he had some carotid stenosis. Next number, he does have doesn't have any evidence of aortic aneurysm at this time. Next one is he does have carotid stenosis, as I mentioned, but not no hemodynamically unstable lesion. Next one is he does have a large prostate. Next number, hydronephrosis from last year looks improved. Status post-treatment. Next number, come back in 3 days. Next number, chest x-ray is negative. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length. Next number is discussed with son as well before leaving. Next number is rosefenogram and the Decodron, 8 milligram given now before discharge. Thank you.